This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 2, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday afternoon as we're now headed for basketball playoffs. We're going to be heading for hockey playoffs after Wednesday night. Rangers are heading for a series in Detroit with the pregame coming up at 5 o'clock. CY is going to join us at 4:20. It's time now for your NFL news of the day, and here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. We are 10 days away from the NFL draft. How exciting is this? And our coverage here at The Fan is brought to you by Pluckers, our path to the draft, our good friends at Pluckers, man. Looking forward to draft night. Going to be a party at all 8 Pluckers locations with all the Tolos. Opening night of the draft, also brought to you by our friends at Zero Res. So draft season is always phenomenal. The Hayes in the barn, right, brought us from my understanding. No more film to crunch.
Yeah, I've got working right now. Next couple of days, I'm going to finalize I got to 215 players. I usually try and do 200, but there was some 15 more that I needed to make sure. So I'm going to put together my stack, which is the players from 1 to 215. I'll put them in order, get those up on the website, put my board up on the website. So that'll all be next week leading up to the draft for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Really excited at the partnership that we have with Dallas Cowboys and DallasCowboys.com, and to be able to once again bring that to everybody.
Power Hour with Sean and RJ tomorrow morning. Bobby?
Yeah, I'm on.
Draft Power Hour?
Yeah, they found out that they like that segment they do called Ask Reddit.
They found that out, or you told them?
I was talking to Bobby about it, and he's somehow so they asked me to come in for that, and we're going to spend an hour with Bobby and I, Sean and RJ and Peyton talking about probably the draft. So look forward to that as well.
Have you ever seen a player built like this? Speaking of the draft, I saw John Ledyard put this out. So this dude, Olu Fashanu?
Yes, Penn State.
Penn State offensive lineman.
Right.
How would you describe him physically? Big guy.
Big guy, long arms, but I wouldn't call him overly impressive physically, though.
Okay, well, I'm curious if you've ever seen somebody built like this, because he's 6'6", 312 pounds. He's objectively huge.
Yeah.
34-inch arms.
Right.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pterodactyl. His hands are 8.5 inches.
Right.
That's like in the fifth percentile that for hand size.
Yeah, that's a really strange for someone who's that long armed. The hand size, yeah, that's pretty.
I'm blown away at that.
Yeah, he. But see, that's what I'm saying. He, when you watch him on tape, I wouldn't say that. Like, you always try and compare when you're talking about blown away by offensive linemen, especially collegiate ones. I think about what I saw with when Tyron Smith and how he developed and how he looks and stuff like that's. That's kind of the measuring stick that I always use. But, yeah, this kid, it is very, very rare to have arm length like that and have hands that small. Now, you might be in a situation, too, where you have broken bones and fingers and stuff, and they measure your hands. Sometimes maybe they don't get them to stretch completely, and you're trying to measure from the tip of your pinky to your thumb, the tip of the thumb, and sometimes you have some disfigurement that causes your hands not to be as wide as they need to be.
Crazy. I didn't know people were made like that, where you're huge everywhere,
right,
and then boom, here's your tiny little hands.
Well, we've seen guys that are like extremely big but have really small feet. That's something that
A thing.
That's a thing too. Yeah. It's kind of a strange. I've seen offensive tackles that are 300-pound guys but they don't have really, very good shoe size to them.
Well, I'm glad. So this is not the first time you've ever seen something like this. Huge guy, small hands. Yeah. This is relatively common, I guess. That was just surprising. I didn't know people were built that way.
Right.
Big congratulations. Devontae Smith is now a premium paid wide receiver with the Eagles. 3-year contract extension. And he is, he's definitely a really, really good player. And we know that CeeDee Lamb is going to be garnering more dollars than this. CeeDee Lamb not showing up to voluntary workouts today at the Star in Frisco. So I think that's something we had envisioned happening here as he's waiting for his next contract. But, I saw this from Warren Sharp in regards to Devontae Smith. 50 wide receivers averaged 11 or more air yards on targets where you're, 20-plus receptions on that. But he's the only one to catch 72% of those targets.
Wow.
So he's consistently being thrown the ball down the field, and he's consistently coming up with the catch at a rate that no one can really compare to. So
maybe like you were saying in that first hour, more single coverage for him, more against the second best corner.
Yes.
You know, that contributes to it. But I do think it's very notable. He's getting a clean $25 million a year. There's no window dressing on that. Now, maybe it's not 4 or 5 years, but it's 51 guaranteed, 3 and 75. To me, that sets CeeDee's floor at least at 26. If I'm him and his agent right now, yeah. I'm targeting 30. You know, we're settling for 27.5. And in an emergency, you know, if CeeDee comes to me crying in the night, I'll say, okay, let's go ahead and accept 26. But we're not accepting 25.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. they will not be accepting that at all. And they shouldn't. CeeDee Lamb has now played himself into star wide receiver guarantee top five dude.
Yeah, the fact of not accepting it, but if you think about putting him in the top three of the wide receivers, paid wide receivers, I'd say that's a pretty good payday for him, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that to me, you know, and you're talking about not settle, and you know, you could very well be right.
But the market just got bumped up from Devontae. That's what happened.
I'm always interested because, like I said, I always believed that Hill with the Dolphins was making $30 million, and actually that number is $25 million.
That was 2 years ago, though, and the cap's gone up.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'll be interested to see where this thing really, really goes and what that contract really is.
Yeah, because they'll report, like you're saying, Tyreek Hill, report $30 million a year,
right.
But in actuality, it's more like 25.
It makes the player look really greedy. But if he makes $25, $26 million a year, I would say that they're doing pretty well there.
Well, the Eagles right now have the fourth highest paid quarterback. Saquon Barkley, fourth highest paid running back, fourth highest paid wide receiver, A.J. Brown, fifth highest paid wide receiver, now with Devontae Smith in terms of average annual value, fifth highest paid tight end, fourth highest paid offensive tackle, fifth highest paid offensive tackle, and the highest paid offensive guard. Like they are, their offense, they have thrown all the money at it, and they better be a heck of a lot better than they were last year. Because their offense when you got top five paid players at seemingly every single position, you better go out there and score a bunch of points.
I mean, this is, I think, great for the Cowboys because the Eagles are becoming top heavy. They don't have the depth really to sustain any sort of injuries that might happen throughout the year. And they're not committing to, we're not contending, let's rebuild. They're trying to cling to success when all the signs should be telling a team, hey, let's scale back. They're throwing big money at guys.
Would you be worried, though, that every time that Kellen Moore seemed to have the top at that position, that their offense was pretty good?
Oh, I think their offense is going to be pretty good. You know,
see, I was thinking that maybe this thing would be an absolute disaster with the quarterback and his inability to really function in this type of offense, how Kellen Moore likes to call plays. That would be my concern right there. But when Kellen Moore had the top rated this and the top rated that, it seemed to like work out for him pretty well.
It was, it's what the Cowboys were and sort of still are,
right.
Where against poor teams, he can really make that team look awful and you can blow teams out. And then when you go toe-to-toe with a really, really good defense and a really sound defensive coordinator, now all of a sudden, you know, in big games versus good teams, will that Eagles offense perform? Because the Cowboys offense rarely did.
Right.
So that'll be the huge differentiator.
I think the biggest problem for Philadelphia this year will be Jalen Hurts in this offense. That will be the problem.
Jalen Hurts' ability to
function in that offense.
What is it about
I just don't think when you start talking about the ball and how Kellen Moore, we all know what Kellen Moore was doing.
He's not setting you up for advantageous positions here.
He's
you're not going to have wide receivers running wide open
he's
all over the place.
He's not scheming people open.
Right.
He is going to make Jalen Hurts have to throw some really accurate passes.
Mm.
Yeah. The running game's going to be less. Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts takes another half step back this year.
You know, or just and then the predictability factor of it as well.
There
that was something that was huge once Kellen Moore left.
More turnovers, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's a huge bummer if you're paying a bunch of guys top five at their position, and then you give Kellen Moore as the guy who gets to use those ingredients.
We could see.
It's like, what are you doing here? That's a huge. Say what you want about the Eagles, and they do a lot of things better than the Cowboys. But looking at Kellen Moore all those years in your division, and then thinking, yes, that's the guy I want handling all these top five paid players here on my offense.
There is a possibility that we could have three new head coaches this time next year in this division. Philadelphia, Dallas, Giants. If you think of if Philadelphia stumbles and they don't have success,
they're itching to get rid of that guy.
And then you know if Dallas doesn't have the success that Jerry Jones envisions for that, and then with what's going on with the Giants, he's on his potentially his last year. This division can completely turn over.
Well, I'll tell you the other cool thing about the Eagles situation is they were unable to get Hurts to sign a contract as team friendly as Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It's looking like three more years with Hurts. So that's probably why they're not attempting any sort of a rebuild. They're building around him and probably hoping to get so lucky in the draft that they can make a defense on the cheap.
Yeah, well, they had the multiple first-round picks. Remember how they were dealing? They were moving guys around.
Mm-hmm.
Those multiple first-round pick guys that they've picked up have not played great for them. So that's a
defensive tackle. They have and
not,
linebacker.
Yeah, they have
yeah.
not.
Yeah, Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith.
Where you figured that they were going to take advantage of those picks, that so far has not come to be a factor.
Well, we have the Jets unveiling new uniforms today. They look very similar to the ones they've been wearing, but I would say they do look sharper. But they are getting made fun of because it doesn't look like they've changed all that much about them. But I do think the improvements that were made were actually improvements. And then the Jaguars unveiled that they will be wearing some of their throwback uniforms, which is weird to say because it seems like
1995 was their first year in the league.
That's their first year in the league. Yeah. So it's not like this is a franchise that goes that far back. But what you remember Fred Taylor looking like and Jimmy Smith looking like uniform.
Would this be with the teal numbers outlining gold?
Up on the shoulders?
Yeah, you got the cat on the shoulders. You still got the cat on the helmet, black helmet. And then it's that turquoisey, whatever color they got there as their main. Teal? Teal. So they're bringing that back out. And yes, it's white numbers with gold outline.
Okay.
And then that teal jersey. But I do think that's better than the new age ones that they've been wearing for the last few years. So that's your uniform update at the moment.
Thank you, Chief. There's a look at your NFL news of the day here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, I think we're going to snuggle in the top 10 here. We'll check us out, send him some love on social, but your guy CY, Chris Young, Rangers GM, is coming up in 1 hour there in the 420, so we'll do top 10, 320. What are we looking like today, Chief?
Well, it is tax day, 877-881-1053, the top 10 things, adult things, that we were not prepared for.